Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go again. And I told you this was going to happen. And what? It's not about a shortage. And it's not about COVID. This is about the news media creating another panic. 3 weeks ago, right here, as we're sitting right at this moment, we were watching Channel 6 or 5. I don't remember who we were watching. Mm-hmm. And the story came on. Oh, no, the surge in the pandemic. You know what that means? More toilet paper shortage. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you're saying it to panic people because then they'll watch you more and they'll go get all the toilet paper. And they did. That Saturday, there was no toilet paper at Walmart.
Remember when this whole thing first started in February and March and then the toilet paper went away and we're like, does it make you poop like 100 times a day? Why is everyone buying so much toilet paper?
Yeah, it doesn't change anything. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, we might not be able to leave the house. They're not going to shut you in the house.
You can go to the store to get toilet paper if they have it.
Good luck getting it now. Anyway, so in Portland, supply seems to be hit and miss. Employees at the Costco near the Portland airport told customers early Sunday morning they sold out of toilet paper in a Costco.
Just saw our man wheeling 300 rolls of triple ply, and it made me uneasy.
Now, the only thing that will save us right now is the fact that 19% of those surveys said they still have toilet paper from when they hoarded it back in April of this year.
Where the hell do you put all of it?
Why would you do that?
You're going to have a toilet paper Christmas tree this year.
Oh, God. Sunny FM Morning Show presents Real American Douchebags.
Real American Douchebags.
Today we salute you, guy who's still wiping his butt with hoarded toilet paper from April.
Guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April.
When you sit down to relieve yourself, you're relieved that you're still sitting on 548 packs of toilet paper that you have left over from the 27 packs you bought back at the start of the pandemic.
You have more inventory than the grocery store.
Hey, think you could spare a square?
No, he doesn't have a square to spare. Yeah.
So, when you use a coffee filter to clean things out, raise your cardboard tube in salute to the man who cleaned out the store many moons ago. He's the guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded back in April. A real American douchebag.
Guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April.
Wow, you're a regular doomsday prepper, huh?
Freak!